We're speaking now with Jim Zuberbühler. He is the director of the Long Bridge Swim, which is coming up on Saturday, August 7th. Jim, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I think the weather is just about right to be talking about a swim in Lake Pend'Oreille. You know, the swim has been around for more than 26 years, and this August will actually be the 26th annual swim. But believe it or not, some people may not have heard about it. So tell us, Jim, briefly, what is Long Bridge Swim?
Sure. Well, you're right. This will be the 26th annual. It would have been the 27th, but since we had to cancel last year due to the pandemic, we decided the best way to present it was the 26th, Chris. So it has been around for 27 years, in fact. So as I think many people would know, the swim was founded by Eric Ridgway 27 years ago. Eric's a local marriage family therapist here in town. Eric founded it as a fun community event. He had, the year before, swum across the lake where the Long Bridge is, where the lake ends and the river begins, and had so much fun, he told all his friends about it. And the next year, 68 people, first year of the official Long Bridge swim, 68 people made the swim. And it has grown ever since and become a great and, I think, meaningful event for our community.
So the last race was 2019. How many swimmers did you have then?
In 2019, we were over 700. We've been between 700 and 750 for the last couple of years, Chris. And it's interesting to watch this, you know, the complexion, you know, the complexion of swimmers. We have a couple of hundred people who are pretty competitive and, you know, are on high school or college swim teams, middle school swim teams, whether master's swimmers, they've been swimming all their lives. We also have, and so they're starting in the water, they're very focused on trying to place in their age group or winning the event. Most people who participate have often done the swim before and they're back for a second year or a seventh year or a 15th year. Many times they're there with their family. We have lots of out-of-towners who build their vacation around this event. And then we have probably 50 to 100 people each year who really don't know if they can do this or not. And it's this bucket list event for them. And we're very well set up for that. That's one of the most pleasing things for us as race organizers is to be equipped to have really anybody do this. And as I think you know, Chris, each year we have a couple of special needs swimmers. We have had people with muscular sclerosis and other kinds of disabilities related to that. A couple years ago, a swimmer called me, childhood polio. He was probably about our age, Chris, in his 60s, and he'd been afflicted with polio as a child, had recently discovered swimming, and wanted to know if that was something that we would feel safe with him doing it. Absolutely. We've had blind swimmers, deaf swimmers, a number of paraplegics, all kinds of people do this, and we're again, well set up to support them, and that's one of the most satisfying parts of it for us is that given the nature of the swim where you're swimming parallel to the pedestrian Long Bridge, it's an ideal place for us to run a different kind of safety operation than you would have in many open water swims. There's about 180 people dedicated to safety alone on race day. A total of 250 volunteers support the event on race day. So about one person for every three participants, but 180 of them are out there as safety kayakers, getting people back to the medical tent if they need to be. We have spotters on the bridge. We have a fully equipped Sheriff's Department dive team suited up and ready to go in case we have a swim cap go underwater and we need to fish them out, as well as sheriff's deputies managing traffic, communications people, staff from Bonner General Hospital, staffing a fully equipped medical tent and ambulance on site. It's a really big, complicated effort, but it's one that really helps people feel supported and safe in taking a crack at this. So that's really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you get all different ages of swimmers too, don't you?
Yes, we do. We've had swimmers as young as 5 complete it. We've had a run on very elderly swimmers the last few years. We had a really neat swimmer come in from Texas. He was originally from South Africa a couple of years ago. He swam it at 87, and we were very excited to have him come back the next year at 88. Unfortunately, he passed away in the interim. 2 years ago, our very own Chuck Milton swam at age 90, was our oldest swimmer
wow.
to date,
wow.
and was mightily disappointed this last year that we had to cancel because he had spent the year training to swim faster.
Yeah. Oh, he wants to be, get a better time. It's not just finishing. Yeah.
Well, yes, because I'd met him over at the Y in the spring of 2019 and noticed that he was a really good swimmer and then about fell into the pool when he told me he was 90 because I didn't believe him. And so he'd never been in a swim event, never done anything open water, but he'd been swimming 3 miles a week for 23 years. I distinctly remember him telling me that. And
yeah.
Although he did qualify that with at one time he did miss 3 months. I told him I thought that was fine. He thought
yeah.
he would do okay. But he did it in an hour and a half, and his goal was to knock 15 minutes off his previous year's
yeah.
time. And so
that's
he's
great.
Back this year. I
yeah.
just saw him the other day.
Yeah.
He's going to swim at 92, believe it or not.
Amazing. So unfortunately, we don't have much time here. The event is August 7th, and people can register up until August 5th, correct?
Online until August 5th, Thursday, August 5th. Friday, August 6th, we have on-site registration at the high school late that afternoon, and that's the last chance to register. There is no same-day registration on August 7th.
Okay, so be sure you get registered. Easiest thing to do is get registered by August 5th. You can do that online at longbridgeswim.org. And I should say, you know, there is an entry fee, and the swim is a fundraiser. What do the funds that you raise go to?
Good question, Chris. Generally, our swim expenses, the fee we charge, covers the cost of the swim. And then we ask swim sponsors to support our swim lessons initiative. So those are discrete pools of money. The registration just covers the cost of insurance and T-shirts and all the other things that we do as a part of the swim, you know, the direct costs we have. And we're a very inexpensive event as far as these kinds of events go. But we do raise $25,000 to $30,000 a year to support our swim lessons initiative. Our goal is to have no person get past third grade without learning how to swim in the county. And last year, accepted, since it was strange with the pandemic, we are offering water safety and swim classes to about 1,000 kids a year now. And so that has become a machine, as you know, Chris. And we also support lifeguard training for lifeguards at City Beach. We scholarship students on the swim team. We support many other related swimming initiatives along the way. We have a super team of volunteers. We have 10 dedicated department chairs, and they each organize their areas. Many of them have been with the swim for 10 years or more. It's really a neat group of people who are just, again, utterly different. We're a year-round organization now with the lessons and other projects. And then, of course, the race day is the big event, which is super fun for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a great event. It's become a real institution here in Sandpoint. It raises money for a cause that can literally save lives, teaching kids to swim in this county of ours that has so much water. I will say that if you're not a swimmer, here's two things you can do. One, you can watch the swim from the Long Bridge. It's rare for a open water swim to have that opportunity to go right along with swimmers and see them swim the lake, which is a 1.76-mile swim. And the other thing you can do, even if you're not a swimmer, is you can go to the website and there's a donate button, and you can support the swim initiative with just a straight-up donation. So, and Jim Zuberbühler, I want to say thanks for taking time to talk with us. Might want to swing back around a little bit later and have another talk with you before the event gets here.
That would be great. Chris, thanks for having us each year.
Thanks. Bye now.